In breast cancer, the concept has evolved of, for example, in node negative breast cancer, using a less toxic form of chemotherapy, for example, chemotherapy without a taxane. Patients have positive nodes, they get anthracycline and a taxane. You mentioned before that you have capecitabine as a less toxic alternative to intravenous 5-FU and, of course, FOLFOX. Is that something you think about with stage two?
It's something that crossed my mind, and we'll use that in the equation when I decide what to do. But we have to remember, when we're talking about that, that the trials that investigate the use of FLOX and FOLFOX, they were analyzed putting together stage 2 and 3. And the benefit was for the whole population, including stage 2s. And there has been intense debate with the decision initially from the FDA to approve the use of FOLFOX in the adjuvant setting for stage 3s, ignoring the stage 2s. And the idea was you really cannot go back and try to look at subgroups in a trial that was done with primary objective of looking at the entire population. So, yes, it does cross my mind. I do sometimes discuss with the patients the possibility of doing that, but we have to remember that as a whole, both the MOSAIC as well as the NSABP-C07 seem to indicate a benefit for the addition of oxaliplatin, even for patients with stage 2.